From WCMU Public Media, this is Between the Lakes, a weekly recap of the top news stories impacting Central and Northern Michigan. I'm your host, AJ Jones, filling in today for Tina Sawyer. Coming up on the show, Governor Gretchen Whitmer promoted her three-part plan to address Michigan's lagging reading scores during her final State of the State address this week.
Literacy is a national challenge. No matter who becomes governor after me, they'll have to continue this work.
Whitmer's call for action on literacy drew a standing ovation from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Her speech also focused on access to health care and affordable housing. We'll have more on her speech and the GOP response. And on this week's Brain Teaser, a riddle to keep you sharp heading into the weekend. That's all coming up, but first, these headlines. During a hearing on Wednesday in Washington, D.C., several U.S. Supreme Court justices appeared skeptical of a Michigan lawsuit seeking compensation for a home sold to pay a small tax debt. The Isabella County home was sold to pay a roughly $2,200 tax bill. The sale only netted a fraction of the home's fair market value. The suit is asking for more than $100,000 in compensation. But Justice Elena Kagan questioned the fairness to other people who pay their taxes and the local government wanting the outstanding debt paid.
If I have to give you the fair market value, you the homeowner, am I not going to lose money if I'm the state on every transaction like this?
If the nation's highest court rules in favor of the homeowner, it may be the beginning of many similar lawsuits from Michiganders who lost their homes to tax sales. In another Michigan case heard before the U.S. Supreme Court this week, the state of Michigan wants the controversial Line 5 pipeline beneath the Straits of Mackinac shut down. It sued pipeline owner Enbridge Energy. The justices are not deciding that. Instead, they heard arguments over whether Enbridge Energy can have the case moved to federal court, even though it missed a deadline to do so. Whitney Gravel is president of the Bay Mills Indian Community in the Upper Peninsula, which opposes the pipeline. She says Enbridge is wasting time arguing over where the case should be heard.
Line 5 continues to remain a clear and present danger to the Great Lakes and every tribal nation and every community that relies on them. And I am fearful every single day that Line 5 will rupture and that we will have to deal with the consequences.
Enbridge maintains that the pipeline operates safely. Company spokesperson Ryan Duffy says there are implications for energy security and foreign affairs if the case is heard in state court. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says it's a state law issue. The Supreme Court will make a decision before July. Michigan Senate lawmakers heard committee testimony on bills to allow digital IDs this week. Colin Jackson has more.
Democratic State Senator Erica Geis sponsors the package. She says having a digital ID will let you prove your age and identity without giving up other private information, whereas currently
you show your ID to the bartender, the bouncer, now they know where you live.
The bills would require you to still show a physical ID during traffic stops, but Michigan Sheriff's Association Executive Director Matthew Saxton says he's concerned about the liability risk of taking someone's phone.
Whether it's investigating a crime or what have you, or a witness or a victim, or we still use driver's license IDs to ID people to make sure they are who they say they are.
Similar bills passed the state Senate last term, but didn't move in the state House of Representatives. I'm Colin Jackson.
SAP collection is underway for Michigan maple syrup producers, but some are not participating this season. After last year's ice storm in northern Michigan, some farmers are still in recovery mode and aren't tapping trees. Christy Peterson owns Maple Moon Sugar Bush and Winery in Petoskey. She says almost 20 miles of sap collection tubes were damaged after trees fell on them during the storm in 2025.
With expert opinions, we decided it is not salvageable. We decided to yank it out even though we don't have a final quote from insurance company.
Peterson says it's still unclear if they will get any federal aid for cleanup. She says they have a year's worth of maple syrup in reserves to keep the doors open. They're planning to do more cleanup this summer and hope to be back to normal next year. And now it's time for this week's Brain Teaser. I'll pull from a hat either a random fun fact, a riddle, or a quiz question, all meant to tease your brain this weekend. Let's draw today's teaser. This week's teaser is a riddle. I am first on earth, second in heaven. I appear twice in a week, never in a month, but once in a year. What am I? Again, I am first on earth, second in heaven. I appear twice in a week, never in a month, but once in a year. What am I? The answer right after this. Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered her eighth and final State of the State address on Wednesday. She worked to sell a divided legislature on a 2026 agenda that will help set her legacy and the stage for elections that will determine Michigan's next political chapter. We have more from Rick Pluta.
Whitmer stepped to the rostrum for her final State of the State address, casting her gaze across the room where 25 years ago she began her political career as a freshman legislator. The Democratic governor, who was the target 6 years ago of a kidnapping plot, says politics now operates in an environment that makes it hard for people of different viewpoints to find paths to cooperation.
Too many people are quick to judge and eager to spin everything they read, watch, or hear. It's stoked by irresponsible leaders and organizations who get more power or make more money when we're all angry at each other or sad about ourselves.
Whitmer said in her final 10 months in office, her priorities will include affordable housing, health care, and progress on lifting Michigan's poor student reading scores.
Strong readers and writers grow up to be more confident speakers, better problem solvers, and great entrepreneurs. Illiteracy is a challenge that compounds over time.
Whitmer said this is not a problem that can be solved during her remaining months in office, but she wants better reading programs and funding to hire and train literacy coaches. Whitmer also pushed a tax credit to incentivize building affordable homes. She says that would help bring down costs, and she asked for new laws to help people saddled with medical debt. That includes not allowing medical debt to damage credit scores. Republican House Speaker Matt Hall says he sees room to work with the Democratic governor on those issues. But he says revenue proposals to raise taxes on vaping and nicotine products and online gambling, as well as to pull money from the state's rainy day fund, are non-starters with Republicans.
Well, we're not going to do any of her tax increases. You know, she's proposing an $800 million tax increase. She's proposing raiding the rainy day fund to balance the budget.
Whitmer says the tax increases and dipping into the rainy day fund would fill budget gaps created by federal funding cuts and dips in state revenue. Hall is pushing his own plan for a luxury tax on country club and marina memberships, limousines, and travel on private jets to help pay for a property tax rollback. Whitmer did not mention that in her speech. Whitmer did mention President Donald Trump, reminding people that she cooperated with him to bring a fighter mission to Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County, but also that she hopes he will reconsider his tariff plans that would be costly to consumers and damaging to Michigan's economy. Whitmer also vowed to defend expanding legal protections for LGBTQ people in Michigan's civil rights law that was adopted while Democrats controlled the legislature.
I want to take a moment and speak directly to our gay and trans neighbors, family, and friends. I want you to know that you are welcome in Michigan. You belong. You matter. And no matter who comes after you, I'll stand in the way. In Michigan, we look out for each other.
Whitmer is term limited and cannot run again for governor. She did not mention her post-gubernatorial plans, which would generally be considered out of bounds for a State of the State address. But it's impossible to ignore her growing national profile and the wide speculation about a presidential run. Whitmer has not publicly shared what her future plans might be, but it appears likely it will be away from the place that's been her professional home for almost the entirety of her adult life.
Big Gretch out.
I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.
Now it's time to reveal the answer to this week's brain teaser. To recap, decipher this riddle. I am first on earth, second in heaven. I appear twice in a week, never in a month, but once in a year. What am I? The answer is the letter E. Personally, I'm glad we could eke that one out for you. If you'd like to submit a fun fact, riddle, or trivia question for the teaser, email news@wcmu.org. That's all for this edition of Between the Lakes. Don't forget to subscribe to the Between the Lakes newsletter, linked in the show notes, where you can find more of our reporting analysis and some behind-the-scenes photos from the State of the State address in Lansing. Visit our website, radio.wcmu.org, to find out how you can listen to your local WCMU radio station. This podcast is produced in part by the members of NABIT Local 412. It was edited and mixed by Rick Brewer. Our theme music comes from Gabe Shull. Mike Horace is our executive producer, and I'm AJ Jones, filling in this week for Tina Sawyer. Have a great weekend.